There's a fantastic profile of Trevor Noah in GQ. Check that out. I'll dive in over the weekend. And I have massive late night news coming up. But first, the late night hosts were talking about Rudy Giuliani reportedly making $20,000 a day helping out President Trump. Jimmy Kimmel said Giuliani denied asking for that much. He said Trump told him, we'll work it out in the end. That's a good strategy. That usually goes well. Whether it be a contractor, a porn star, or the IRS, Donald Trump always pays his debts. Kimmel said, I guess this explains why Trump has been passing the MAGA hat around asking his fans to donate to his legal defense fund. Fallon said, I wouldn't hire Rudy Giuliani if he paid me 20 grand a day. Fallon said Trump's campaign was like, if we can afford that, we'd have hired a real lawyer. And Fallon said, I'm excited when Trump doesn't pay and then he hires Rudy Giuliani to sue Rudy Giuliani. Conan O'Brien will end his self-titled TBS late-night show Conan in June of 21. This from Variety, but don't worry. He has signed a deal with HBO Max for a new weekly variety series. Also, Conan Without Borders will continue to air on TBS heading forward. Conan said about this new HBO Max deal, he said, in 93, Johnny Carson gave me the best advice of my career, and he said, as soon as possible, get to a streaming platform. O'Brien said, I'm thrilled that I get to continue to doing whatever the hell it is I do on HBO Max, and I look forward to a free subscription. Variety reminds us that O'Brien came to TBS in 2010 from NBC. Conan hosted Late Night with Conan O'Brien for 15 years. Then he was tapped to take over The Tonight Show from Jay Leno. And then you may remember the whole thing where they wanted to move The Jay Leno Show from 10 o'clock to 11:30 and push The Tonight Show to 12:05. And O'Brien quit the show rather than, quote, participate in what I honestly believe will be its destruction. A suit for TBS said, 28 years is a monumental achievement in late night television. We're incredibly proud of the groundbreaking work that Conan and his team have accomplished during the 10 years at TBS and are so glad we'll continue to have his presence on our air with Conan Without Borders specials. We wish him success. That's nice. No details yet in the upcoming show, but an HBO suit says Conan's unique brand of energetic, relatable, and at times absurdist comedy have charmed late night audiences for nearly three decades. We can't wait to see what he and the rest of Team Coco will dream up for this brand new variety format each week. Did you watch the Kevin Hart special on Netflix? It is not getting good reviews. The Guardian gave it 2 stars. They wrote, it's my effing household, I'm not holding back. That's the conceit of Kevin Hart's latest special. It promises a combative response to the cancel culture that led Hart to step down after that whole homophobia Oscars thing Kevin was involved with a few years back. But no such response materializes, nor does Hart convince as a man who gives zero Fs. Also, so I'm not saying the word because the advertisers asked that I don't, and I like money. But some have pointed out that the special is called Zero Fs to Give, and they have crossed out the word Fs. So maybe there's one F to give. I openly give an F. I like my advertising. The Guardian says, he seems bruised, for one, by the brickbats. His reason for staying housebound is that there's people out there and the cat's out of the bag. I don't like people anymore. That's because he gets no peace in public, never sure he's not being recorded, filmed, or set up. It's a sad picture, although he uses a strikingly funny analogy comparing the Insta generation to 1980s policing to paint it. One routine complains that his children's school disrespects his level of fame. Another relates how he gets to queue jump at amusement parks, a privilege he tells his kids he has entirely earned. Vulture called it an elaborate, desperate display of neediness for exactly the same reason that Hart can pull off a COVID-era special in his own home and turn it into a Netflix special. He's also the kind of celebrity who doesn't have to do any of this. And The Independent says many have expressed their boredom while watching the special via unimpressed reaction GIFs and tweets. One person wrote, it's been like 20 to 30 minutes and I haven't laughed yet. Maybe they're watching Sarah Cooper's special. Another said, apparently, Kevin Hart stand-ups aren't funny anymore. Many said they were forced to turn it off due to extreme disappointment. Tonight is In Stitches, a Night of Laughs with Whitney Cummings and Friends, a live virtual comedy special. It benefits the Hydrocephalus Association, an organization helping research a brain disease that affects 1 to 2 out of every 1,000 babies born in the U.S. Cummings says, I just feel like babies at least deserve to grow up. If you F up your life, it's on you, but you should get a fair shot out of the gate. Whitney will be on the special, of course. Also, up-and-coming comics like Kurt Braunohler. Is he still up-and-coming? I like him a lot. I guess he's not famous. I don't know if he's up-and-coming. Up-and-coming comics like Kurt Braunohler, Chris Estrada, Dan Levy, Esther Pavitsky. Also, special appearances from Neil Patrick Harris and Meghan Trainor. Is Meghan Trainor more famous than Kurt Braunohler? I guess? I don't know. It'll be filmed in the backyard of Cummings' home in Topanga, California, where she's been hosting a number of socially distanced comedy sets, and she's got twin pit bulls, one of which is named Mona. Whitney says, I think a lot of charities are scams. It's a hot take. Gonna get me canceled. But babies and dogs is a no-brainer. I really wanted to put people on the show that were warm, positive comedians. And at this time in the news, everything in the news is so cynical. I almost think the edgiest thing you can do is be hopeful and positive. People just want to watch The Floor is Lava. I am going to Google Meghan Trainor, because I like, is she really more popular than Kurt Braun Aller? Meghan Trainor, IMDb. Let's see. Meghan Trainor is a Grammy-winning award pop singer known for such smash hits as Lips Are Moving and All About That Bass. So she's not the comedian. I was thinking she is. I have no idea who Meghan Trainor is. You guys are like, Meghan Trainor is super popular. I'm like, who's comedian Meghan Trainor? But she's not a comedian at all. I'm an idiot. I'm leaving it in. Sarah Silverman is on Conan O'Brien tonight at 11 on TBS. Enjoy Conan on TBS while I still can. Mark Maron on The Late Late Show with James Corden at 12:30. You can follow the podcast on Spotify. I'm seeing more and more people doing that. So you can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And, you know, wherever else you get your pods, and I'll see you tomorrow. Leaving it in, Meghan Trainor. I'm back. I figured it out. I was thinking of Megan Gailey. She's a comedian. Meghan Gailey has performed on the Conan O'Brien show, we've come full circle, at midnight, and has a Comedy Central half-hour special. Meghan was part of the 2015 New Faces show at Just for Laughs and was a featured performer at South by Southwest, Bridgetown Comedy Festival, and was a writer for the 2017 ESPYs. I'm learning this from MeghanGailey.com. Yep, she's a comedian. She is not at all Meghan Trainor, and I don't think she's more popular than Kurt Braunohler. See you tomorrow.